The 49th day of Sviran needs to be Tmimis, so therefore we make Kiddush not like an other Yom Tov that we can make it earlier or Shabbos, but you have to wait Mamish till the end of the day Mamish. In fact, the Rebbe would come into Maariv that night, it was like on a clock, an hour after the Shkia, which is later than all Friday nights. The Friday nights, usually the Rebbe set up, it should be an hour after Lich Benson, that's what the Rebbe told Rabbi Chodikov originally, and later the Rebbe started to come in earlier, for technical reasons, I can't. The night of Shuas, we're up all night, it's the Inyan of saying Tikkun, that's the minute Bachsidim, it's the Inyan of Kabbalah Satera. The Tikkun, I think, is made by the Shalah. It's an abridged version of the beginning and the end of every Chumash, every Novi, every Ksuvim, Mishnayis, all Masechtas Hashas. Takes a few hours, and we're up anyway all night. And then there is a third selected Kapitel Achtilim, selected the Zeyars, Taryag Mitzvahs. It's a Maisef in a few hours. Bechol Eifin, and then we wait for Amud HaShachar, which then the Alter Rebbe writes. Person is a table, that's the union of Mamish Le'er HaYem, the Amud HaShachar. There was a letter that the Rebbe wrote to someone, and probably it was more than one, if people asked, what about davening Shachar right after being up all night? The Rebbe felt that it's not right, because before a person davens, he has to have a Yishuv Hadas, he has to be in a settled mind. So therefore, if he's going to daven right after, it's going to be, his mind is not clear, and we can say the Lashon as it says, Na'yem Yem, Abeser, Essen Tzalib Daven, V'Daven Tzalib Essen, because when a person feels that he's going to daven, Chap of them davening, in order to be able to go to sleep for 6 hours, the Rebbe says, this is also not a derech. So the Rebbe definitely wrote it, it's in a letter, that the Rebbe wrote that he does not hold of the Shita, but a person should have a few hours at least to rest up before he goes to daven. The davening, the first day, Shavuos, is davening a regular Yom Tov, and it is also the Kriyas HaTeira is B'Chedesh HaShlishi, about Matan Teira, and the Avteira is about the Merkava. And therefore, the Merkava, the person that's called up to the Avteira, is one who should be actually a distinguished person, a dignified person, who they choose should read the Avteira. The Alter Rebbe says even more yet, that generally, by Avteira, people do not stand, but even here, the listener should be standing mitzad the kovet of the Avteira, mitzad the kovet of the Merkava, the topic of the Merkava. Merkava of Yecheskel, not Yeshaya, the Rebbe explains, after the Maile here of Yecheskel in comparison to Yeshaya. The second day Shavuos is again Kriyas HaTeira. Then there's the Avteira in Chavakuk. There's also Yisker then, the second day Shavuos. The Rebbe was very particular, talking about Halacha or Minik. I remember when I used to Yom Kippur, when I had a seat, I took over my father's seat, and it was very close to the Rebbe. We were able to see how particular the Rebbe was, that when it came to Yisker, he waited till all the doors were closed. Then the Rebbe turned around and he said, Yisker. That was the Yisker of Yom Kippur morning, when Rabbi Chodikov would get maftir, so the Rebbe would remain in his place and he would listen from there. Going on now to the Inyan as it is of Chassidus, to mention also that Agdomis, in every Lubavitch Hasidur is printed, the Rebbe writes in the Yemim, Ein Emre Magdomas. And the Rebbe explains in a Sicha, Zelten Azach, in a Sicha in Tavshin Yudzayin, it was later discovered, the Sicha, Shavuos, that the Inyan of Magdomas is Inyan of Giluyim. When it comes to Matan Teira, we're talking about Etzem. So the Rebbe says this could be the reason, the Pashtus, why Chassidim, in Lubavitch, there wasn't such a stress on the Inyan of Agdomis to make a whole tzimis out of the Giluyim. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, it's mentioned the Siddur. Going on to Chassidus, the Friedrich Rebbe would wish Chassidim Kabbalah Satera B'Simcha B'Pnimius, which means to receive Torah with joy and with inwardness, to be internalized, the union of Sai Simcha, which when it's with joy, it remains eternal, and also the union of Pnimius. There are many Sichas from the Rebbe in Lukut HaSichas, and also regular Sichas where the Rebbe speaks. The Rebbe Mamish explains the union of these two inyanim, these two factors in Kabbalah HaTorah. It is a word from the Friedrich Rebbe. The Rebbe mentions it many times. At this point, we don't even have any source where the Friedrich Rebbe said it. Poshet. It's very interesting. It's something which never came betfus, but the Rebbe mentions the Friedrich Rebbe, and the Rebbe even goes back, I'm stomach is given by Rebbe Nishmasid. So it's an interesting inyan which Siddham are still researching, and Rebbe Munshans writes that he never saw any source of it. Poshet Begashmis, we didn't have any source. Could be the Friedrich Rebbe saying it about better people. Pashtus. The inyan of Nase V'Nishma. The Nase V'Nishma is basically, there's a maimer from the Rebbe Marash, and the Rebbe based on that many maimorim. The Rebbe Marash explains the inyan of Nase V'Nishma, that it is bedugme like Shema V'Hoyim Shameya. That the reason we say Shema and then V'Hoyim Shameya is because Shema is Kabbalah Simachos Shamayim, and V'Hoyim Shameya is Kabbalah's El Mitzvahs. So therefore, we say first Shema, Ma'elchem Malchus Shamayim, then Il Mitzvahs. So the Rebbe Marash explains, what does it mean, Il Malchus Shamayim? What does it mean, Naseh? There's two levels of Bittul. It's a very, you say this, the King of Siddhas. There's two levels of Bittul. There's a Bittul that's called Bittul HaRotzen, there's Bittul HaBal HaRotzen. When we're talking about Naseh, that means we're ready to commit ourselves to the Eibishte as a Melech. That whatever he instructs, he commands, we accept. When there is bittul l'rotzen, that we are bottled to a certain rotzen, a certain mitzvah that the Eibishter wants from us. What is a deeper bittul? A deeper bittul is bittul l'bala rotzen, because the person is completely bottled to the Eibishter. Completely. It's not just an individual mitzvah. His whole being to kablu malchusai v'chakach egzer aleichem gzeiris. So the Rebbe Marash says, what's the benefit of it? That it's not only that it's a separate thing, but every mitzvah that a person does, he's doing it not only because it's a mitzvah, a specific mitzvah, but he's doing it because the Eibishter told him. So in other words, every mitzvah that he's doing is Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvaysov, he is doing it mitzvah the Eibishter. So it's al der, it's the Kabbalah seal to the Eibishter, Kabbalah seal Malchus Shamayim. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe says in Parsha Shlach, and we could tell you, the Rebbe says, Sedam Mokir and Meir Nebuchim, that Ilu Nistavino Lach Deveitzim, if the Eibishter would have told us to chop wood, it would be a mitzvah like mitzvah tefillin. Because it's not what we're doing, it's for whom we're doing. So basically, this is what the Rebbe Marash stresses, that the union of Asiyas HaMitzvahs is not only the individual mitzvah, Uksartom, Boilu Titofes, or Achilas Matzah, it is basically the Eibishter who instructed us. Therefore, there's a Maisa once, Rabbi Yael, Olam HaSholim, he once told the story that it was a Yid, I think the Radatz, or a Peretz, one of the Chains. He was meeting a government minister who you have to make a brocha on, he advises that person had a keach, and he started, became bedveikos. The non-Jew looks at him, he doesn't know what he's screaming about. When he had sich vatveket in the brocha, that he was saying, Keinu melech ha'elam, and then, after he said that in the brocha, Shanosan, Shacholak mekvede, the difference between Malchai Yehudi, Malchai Yisrael, and Malchai Yaakov. The union of Nase v'Nishma is something which, I don't know where it comes from, but there's a very interesting word about it, that it is in Parsha Mishpatim, Kapitel Chavdalet, Pasik Zion, which is 24/7. That's what it means. 24/7. Asizayinya, which is now Ein Chavshi, Afila Ein Minut, 24/7, a person is committed to Nase V'Nishma. That's everything is Bedir, the Kapitel, the Pasik Chulu. Seder by the Rabbeim, by the Alter Rebbe, the Seder was that he would say a Maimer at times, Erev Shavuos. The Tzemach Tzedek would also say Maimorim Erev Shavuos. The first night Shavuos, the Rebbe Rashab would daven. The first night of Shavuos, it took as long as Rish Hashanah davening, the first night. Very solemn, but nobody knew about this. Friedrich Rebbe discloses it in a Sicha, that it took a few hours. Very earnest. Barichos u'bedveikos g'deila. The Rechagav, the Friedrich Rebbe writes, the Friedrich Rebbe says, and I think he also wrote up the Sicha, that first night Shavuos, a person should say, Chavre, this is something Friedrich Rebbe is instructing us for the first night Shavuos, the Pashtus. Hareini mekabel alai el ha-teira. Tendalad Amud 127. Singing of Nasa v'Nishma. The Rebbe Rashab would say a maimer the first night Shavuos after Lich Benshin, immediately after Lich Benshin, and the second night before Ma'ariv. Trying to include in that first day to my Ma'ariv. Gleich nach Lich Benshin into the first day, and the second before Ma'ariv, and Halt noch beim ersten Tag, like two of them in the same day. And but what is the union of Matan Torah? So the Rebbe says the ratio of Matan Torah is Yisrin of Matan Torah, the Gabekiyam HaMitzvah Shelefnei Matan Torah, that when a person does a mitzvah, he is refining Gashmias, converting Gashmias to Ruchnias. This is the keach that we have, the Gabe the Ovis. The Ovis needed the Chavtzah, so mitzvah, Masha'inkim Bayos. Another union is that the Netera was given a Neshama Beguf, Neshama's Begufim. What does this tell us? That a Yid has a keach here lamata to Paskin, and the Beznes Almayla is waiting for Beznes Almata. And that's how you find the whole story in Gemara, in Bav Mitzia, that there was a whole machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, Baratanur Shalachnoi, Tzitzchiton Vegen, the Maganza Blechel Dertin. And they were back and forth, and then the walls of the Beis HaMedrash curved in, caved in, and the Nachas HaRisa Baskel, Halachik, this and this, and with them Genfert, Eimash Gichem Bebaskel. We don't accept it. We're here, Lamata, and we decide. That's the Gemara. So the Rebbe says, this is the Keach that you didn't have in Matan Torah. First day, Shavuos, is the Stalkos of the Baal Shem Tev. It's the first day, Shavuos, Tav Kuf Chof. Baal Shem Tev would make a Suda the second day. Not the first day, the second day. The Rebbe explains the reason for that, because it's the first 24 hours after Matan Torah. The atmosphere was still pure from Matan Torah, and he cherished very much that day. And he made a Suda. And the Alter Rebbe followed him, so he would daven for the Omer the first day, Yartzei the Baal Shem Tev. Lulin, the second day, he would make a Suda, we call it him Zayden Suda. In the middle of the Suda, he would announce, Baruch Haba, and Chsidim do the Baal Shem Tev came. Derech Agav, Behemshech to this, it once took place by the Rebbe, Tavshin Tezvov, it's the end of the Fabrengen, the Rebbe became serious, the Rebbe told the story about the Suda, and the Rebbe said, Divas Hob, Kenen Zen, and the Rebbe then said, Baruch Haba, the Rebbe says, Askum de Baal Shem Tev, Kum Tzigein Eicha, the Rebbe de Shver, Mit the Rebbe, the Rebbe said, Baruch Haba, and I think the Rebbe himself, it says over there in the Sikha, looked around all directions. So, it's the only one that saw it, the pastor was the Rebbe. Sakoponim, this was Tavshin Tezvov. Minig of the Alter Rebbe, he would daven for the Yomet, as mentioned. He considered himself as a Einikol of the Baal Shem Tev. We had it in the Ayemim a few days ago. And he would make a Suda the second day, like the Baal Shem Tev, called it Zayden Suda, commemorating the first 24 hours after Matan Torah. And Minig by Tzemach Tzedek, every year, Rabbonim would come to the Tzemach Tzedek. It was referred to by Chassidim as Chag HaMatzis, because Matz is Rosh Hashanah made a Tzedek, so Rabbonim would come, and he would invite them to the Milchei Kesuda. And Silas and Aloche, we're talking here about Rabbonim, Rapport Deira Sirik, each one had a city with their difficult questions, and there were many different questions they had that they couldn't answer, and they left it for the Tzemach Tzedek. And in 50 minutes, all the questions were answered. The Alter Tzemach Tzedek answered everything by the Suda. It's called the Milchei Kesuda. He answered all the shaylas.
What was
the second day, they would invite Orchim to the Tzemach Tzedek Suda, and he would say a maimer during the Suda. The Rebbe Rashab, the first day after Tfilah, he would wish his mother good Yom Tev, the Rebbe Tzarifka, and the second day would be a short Fabrengen in the Rebbe Rashab's house. It's Pashit Ashot. What we have today from all the Fabrengas of the Rebbe Rashab is three times a year. That's all we have. Shem Chastera, Yitzchak Kislev Purim. We don't have Shavuos. We don't have Pesach. Okay, Pesach he probably may only said a maimer. Oh, but it's a velt. It's Pashit Avelt. It says it was a short Fabrengen every year. Now we go on to Shiuri Chitas. The Rebbe would be Meir Rebbe Negir Shiuri Chitas as Shavuos is connected with Matan Torah. Chumash is connected with Matan Torah. David Tilim is connected with David HaMelech, Yilulav David HaMelech, and Tanya is connected with the Baal Shem Tov, as his Teira was Nisbayer in Sefer HaTanya. So the Rebbe would always urge B'negiah Shiuri Chitas, because that's a inyan of being Mechazik and being Meir Chitas. The Rebbe said it's a Zgula L'kama Inyonim. People would ask the Rebbe, Brachas, Yemeledes, the Rebbe would write, Chitas, Shiduchim, Chitas. It was all the inyan of Chitas. By the Rebbe, the channel was pushed the inyan of Chitas. Akoponim Tkufa for many, many years. The Mefsim of the Rebbe, the first years, was a Mefsim connected with Chitas. I mean, there was a Mefis with a Rosh Yeshiva. It's one of the first stories of the Rebbe, and Rab Fala Khan writes it. There was a Rosh Yeshiva in Eitz Chaim in Yerushalayim, and there was a Chasana, and he came to the wedding, he was paralyzed, and he asked that he wants to speak. Imamish couldn't even sit. And he spoke for the Elam, and he told the Elam what happened, how he got paralyzed. He was in Yeshiva in Europe. He said, given that the Balagola that passed by, and this Balagola asked what for help. A wagon fell into a ditch. And this Rosh Yeshiva was a Bochadim, for the serious Bochadim, said, it's Bitl Teira, we shouldn't go to help, but there's no need to help. Lepel Mamish, there was a Bochad there who was called a Shikah. They didn't know his whole Aveda, they didn't realize till later. And he said that since this person said that Mizonish gained, so he says that he won't be able to walk. They didn't take it serious, Sashikar Das, but the Pale Mamish, after a while, years, it set in, he got sick, got paralyzed. But before that yet, this Bochad, this who they called the Shikar, said he wants to have a minion in his house. He's passing away this day. They came to the house. He showed them his tefillin. He showed them all he owned. And they saw Pasha. It was all Mahuda. They could film. They realized he's not a Pasha the person. And sadly, a while later, this person got sick and the doctors couldn't do anything. So he asked if anybody could help in any way. There was a Lubavitcher Chassid there. He wrote into the Rebbe. The Rebbe told him that he should start learning Chitas. And since he's Rosh Yeshiva, he should also instruct his Talmidim to learn Chitas. And he followed that. And when the Rebbe said geholfen, then it became milder and milder, and I think by the end he didn't even need any surgery bechlal. And this was a Maisa Mamish from Chitas. And the Rebbe, everything was in of Chitas. If a person would take a picture of the Rebbe would say, you learned Chitas today already, you learned Tanya. This was all, this was part of the channel for the Inyanim of Brachas. Now we go on to the Inyanim that the Rebbe had the Seder of Shavuos and the night before Shavuos. The Seder of Shavuos was, analogically through the years, for 20 years, the Rebbe would eat the Suda upstairs, Shavuos, second on the Firka Bezdira, till the Ptira of the Rebbe Sechamedina, which was Asara Beteves, Tovshin Lamed Aleph, early 1971. The Rebbe ate all the Sudas Yom Tov there, the Zlorim of Pesach, including Metzor Yom Kippur, were all upstairs. There was a conversation going on between the Rebbe and the Rashag and the Skenim. Today it's all published in the Sefer HaMelech Memsibe, actually two volumes, and Lahak is starting to include it now in the Siches of the different years. There were many Inyonim that the Rebbe discussed by the Sudas, Inyonim which are poshet, ever discussed at the Fabrengens. At times, the Rebbe sometimes choose a Inyan that was discussed by the Suda and speak about it by Fabrengen. Questions that people ask, they ask the Rashak to ask the questions. For example, the Sikha of Kes Chamishi originally started with a Shaila that Rabbi Munshein asked of the Rashak to ask, and the Rebbe then spoke a whole Sikha about it. In addition to that, many others, some other Sikhas, I don't know how many, but I came across that the Rebbe, the conversation began upstairs, and then the Rebbe extended it by the Fabrengen. So basically, the first night Shavuos, the Rebbe was in his room after the Suda, and 3 a.m. the Rebbe would come in and say a Maimer. The Rebbe would come in, there was no Nigun before, there was no exchange of anything, the Elam sat Tikkun until about 2:30, everybody went to the place from Fabrengen, and the Rebbe came in, he sat down, put the handkerchief around his fingers, as customary, began the Maimer, closed his eyes, began the Maimer. The Maimer was for about 30, 40 minutes. After that, the Rebbe got up, And while he's taking off the handkerchief, the Rebbe's like walking out. This was the only time the Rebbe Mamish was like, but they saw the handkerchief around the hand. And the Eilam made Chazara till Aleis HaShachar. So it was basically, this was the Seder. Now the Chazara of this Maimer, just to give you an idea what like. I was there by the last 3 years, 68, 69, and 70. It was Himmeldick, it was very quiet, there were no children there, there were no, a group of Bochadim walking in from Borough Park, Babichev families who lived there, they would walk in for the Maimer, they would walk in for the second night, Pesach Vabrengen, 1:30 a.m., and then they would walk back. So this was, it was Pashad, a Kabuah de Kaseder from a group of families, especially Bochadim, Bochadim and Yungalait, and Yungalait. The next morning, the Rebbe would come into Shacharis, would be 10 o'clock. And the Rebbe would get maftir, as every yontif. And then would be Taalucha, which Taalucha is something which the Rebbe instituted for all of us. It's not an inyan of Chofshi that this one can go, this can go. The Rebbe wanted everybody to go. In fact, there was once the Rebbe went into the Zal upstairs and told the older people that they should also go, told them all out. And there was also a child holding the door. The Rebbe asked, how come he's not going to Halucha? So he told the Rebbe, he's holding the door for the Rebbe. Hakoponim, after the Rebbe sent everybody out, the Rebbe told the child, you can also go. Now you can leave. The Rebbe did not come out to Ma'ariv that night. Rabbi Chodikov knocked on the door. The Rebbe did not answer. Officially, everybody left. Bochadim would not show up by Ma'ariv if for whatever reason they couldn't go. If it was a legitimate reason. Bochadim did not escort the Rebbe. Usually two Bochum would escort the Rebbe. Nobody would dare escort the Rebbe besides it came to Taalucha night. This meant Shvius of Pesach, and this meant the first day Pesach Shavuos. There was also Taalucha Simchas Torah, then it was like in a different format. And actually, talking about Taalucha Simchas Torah, the Rebbe once wrote to a Rav, Rabbi Nissen Talushkin, who was the grandfather of today's Talushkin. He wrote that, look at the Mesiris Nefesh of Bochadim, knowing that there's a Fabrengen going on, and they're going to look at a different Shchunah. We felt it. We felt it very much. Sitting in Flatbush, and the Rebbe's walking out of Fabrengen. It wasn't an easy experience, but it was Kabbalah Seil. It's already, it was set in that that's what we do every year. The Talucha, the Rebbe waited for us. When he ate upstairs the Suda, he would wait for us till we came back from Taalucha. He would wait in his room, which means if we came back Pesach, 9, 10 o'clock, Shavuos was after 11, the Rebbe waited. They finished the Suda upstairs, and the Rebbe waited in his room. We came in 7:70, they would sing a Nigun up to the hallway, sometimes even Gan Eden HaTachton, and the Rebbe, Rabbi Chodikov, would go into the Rebbe, tell the Rebbe the Taalucha came back. And there were different comments the Rebbe made, different brachas. Once the Rebbe said, Azib is zing and hop kazak, zomen arayn hopken to the gula, to dance into the gula. Another time the Rebbe said, tomech ashurai b'maglisecho, you should have a gishmak in every step you make. Ashurai is loshen tainuk, eshen, with an aleph. The next day, the Rebbe would dedicate a sicha for those who went to halucha. The Rebbe connected the Yom Tov with Taalucha, and at the conclusion of the Sicha, the Rebbe said, everyone who went Taalucha should say L'chaim. In the early years, Taalucha began in 1955, when Tzach was established. Their first Taalucha was Shavuos. The Rebbe then said, I think, Tzach od gepravet ha-mesiris nefesh, mit gemacht ha-taalucha. Because till then, Bochelim would walk as buddies. They walked to Brownsville, they walked to Williamsburg. So the Taalucha, the first years, 10 years was in Brownsville, later moved to Williamsburg, then we went to Flatbush, Pesach. Shavuos was always Borough Park. So the Rebbe would ask to say L'chaim, and the Rebbe looked around. In the first years, the Rebbe said, I wanted to go to Taalucha, so on that chesmah, on that account, I'll also say L'chaim. Another time the Rebbe said, L'loshen, Ich bin mekane, die was an gegangen. You know what that means? I'm envious of those who went. Made it the kavart. So Hakoponim, the Rebbe said, he'll say l'chaim on their account. There was a person that went and asked the Rebbe that should he say l'chaim, they didn't allow him to speak. So the Rebbe said, since they didn't allow you to speak, but Milo Levakosev, Teira allowed you to speak, so b'meila you surely should say l'chaim. Because it's a Teira drosha. So Meila the Zichadav says l'chaim. Bechlal, the duch that they would write in, Tzach would write in the duch about Talucha, where they went, how many people, what kind of shul it is. The Rebbe wanted to know everything. What they chazert, who the Rav was, and how the reception was. There's one time that Tzach wrote in, it's probably more than once, they wrote, but this person didn't chazer. This person chazer, this person didn't chazer. So they wrote, Halach, they chazer. They wrote, he went, they didn't chazer. So, but Halach v'chazer also means he went, he didn't return. So the Rebbe says, Vu is there? Where is he? In Tovshin Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, and the Rebbe came then from the house earlier from Mincha. I didn't realize it till I heard it later. Wasn't made some leave that the Rebbe usually without Mincha on a Talucha day, not with the Elam that's going Talucha, but later. The later is man. But suddenly, surprisingly, the Rebbe comes to Shul the first day to us, and after Mincha, he asks Rab David Raskin, where's the Talucha leaving from? Now, Rab David takes him to the front door, upstairs, gives a look the whole Elam outside. The Elam sees the Rebbe, they were shocked, didn't expect it, they start moving. She was vumigate, but mizigangen. And that's when the Rebbe told this child to go also. And the Rebbe would wait till the last one passed, the Rebbe would salute to the captain, and or the sergeant, whoever was in charge, and then the Rebbe would go into Zoom. It went on all the time. Since then, the Rebbe always came earlier from the house, and he would push it, escort it to Halucha. Be made of the singing, v'chulo. 10 years later, a new thing that happened. And this showed Pashir how much the Rebbe was investing in this inyan of Talucha. The Rebbe came out from the library then. It was Tavshim Mem Beza Mem Gimel, 82, 83, 11 at night. And the Rebbe asked if the Talucha came back already. There was Kuti Rab then, Olav Asolim. And we said he doesn't know because the Elam would go home. Didn't expect the Rebbe's going to come out. From then on, everybody came back to 770. They would start singing a nigun loudly, and the Rebbe would come out. There's no maskirim then, that hour, but the Rebbe would come out from the library or stand between the doors, and he would push it, b'me'erer, the singing. After the Rebbe moved into his room, after Chol Beis Shvat, so the Rebbe then came out from his room. And that went on from Mem Gimel till Nun Aleph, including Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph, there was an additional surprise. Middle of the singing, the Rebbe raises his hand to get quiet. And the Rebbe speaks a sicha. Outside of 770, the porch to the street, a sicha from about 7-8 minutes on Pesach, followed then by Shavuos. And if we think a moment, by the Rebbe everything is accurate, these were the last two Yomim Tevim before Chav Zayin Adar, when the Rebbe came out Halucha. So this was like a pitch for Miyad Uladeiris, to be made of people. The Rebbe said once about a person who, the Rebbe knew exactly who went where, the person that went to a closer place, the Rebbe says, he figures he's a smart boy, that's the lesson the Rebbe said, he'll go to a close place, so the Rebbe says, his tikkun is that the next time he should go to a place which is twice as far. Going back to the later years, the Rebbe started to fabreng the night before Erev Shavuos. He started to fabreng, since the Rebbe stopped eating the soup upstairs, so b'meila the maimer of first night Shavuos stopped. So b'meila the Rebbe started to make a fabreng when he reached 70, all the Erev Yomim Tevim. For 16 years, the Rebbe continued it religiously. Erev, the night before Erev Sukkos, the night before Erev Rosh Hashanah earlier, the night before Erev Shavuos, and Yud Alef Nissan was before Pesach. This was, in a sense, Chassidim said, a compensation for the Fabrengens that the Rebbe did the second night Pesach and the Maimer of the first night Shavuos, and the Fabrengen of the second day Sukkos. So basically, it was the night before. The Rebbe would then say a Maimer, generally a Shavuos Maimer, many times Bishoshi Igdimu, which is the topic of the day. Hey Sivan was Nasa V'Nishma. He would make a Siyam HaMesech Seta, and which speaks Sichas Heiroes B'Negeya to Shavuos. Two Heiroes that we have for Shavuos is that every child should be in Shul by Aseres HaDibres. It started in Tovshin Mem, or maybe a year earlier, and the Rebbe would mention it quite often. And the second one was B'Negeya, the Indian of Talucha, The Rebbe said that this is the inyan which is hafotzes hamayones, it's simchas yomtev, it's avos yisrael, many, many inyanim that accomplishes. Now the inyan of, we think about it in a moment, the Rebbe says hafotzes hamayones, if you think about it a few minutes, the only time you can meet a pelesher, or the Ra'azei Ayid, which he can sit down and listen to a word from the Rebbe, is Pesach or Shavuos. You meet him in the middle of the week, and he's Osik Bimlachte. He's not, you can't chop him as him out. He sits down a half hour, Poshit, Ides Ha'inyan, Vos Ha'zitz, and Ra'ert. I know a shul, one of the Yungalite, Chazer, a Maimer, a few weeks ago, a Maimer from the Rebbe Marash, and there were two Chassidim, Pelosh Chassidim sitting, and he asked, where's the Maimer? Say, from the Rebbe Marash. Say, Rebbe Marash? It was like, you know, like a flashback. And it was like, they're able to understand it. It's a poshet hein, the ilum zuchtes. It's shigi azman, the poshet vilm herren hein to chsidus. If it's as long as it is something that, you know, that they can understand and they can appreciate it. And they give a half hour, at least. Another inyan b'negiyah to taluch, the Rebbe says, every step is not an inyan for later, but it is a step which is a malach is created for every step that's taken. It's a tachlis for itself, the Rebbe says. Not just a passing to go weiter for the next point. The Rebbe mentions in a sicha, b'negiyah to the Seder, we'll talk about the inyan of Macholi Cholov. The Macholi Cholov b'chal the Seder by the Rebbe, at least when the Rebbe ate upstairs, so he would make Kiddush in his room and eat Macholi Cholov and would wait an hour, which this is when the Shalah, and then eat, wash for the flesh Gesuda. They say the Rebbe would eat a cheese lanish, he would make a bracha chreina, he would wait an hour, and then he would go upstairs for the Suda. The Darke Tshuva stresses very much that a person should remember to eat also a flesh Gesuda because it's the union of Basar, and Sim Chalav Basar. The Rebbe spoke a whole sikha b'negiya d'inyan of Macholi Cholov and the Mefarshim that bring b'negiya d'inyan of the timing of Shchita, other inyanim, the Rebbe also abgefrekt. And the Rebbe says the real reason is because Cholov would vash tachas l'sheinich, that teir is compared to milk and honey. The second day was Yisker and was also the Fabrengen. The Rebbe would Fabreng from Lichbenchen time, after Lichbenchen, and would go on for hours. The Rebbe would then speak a Maimer, would speak Sichas and a Kinosteira Sicha, which would take place right at Yisru Chag, three times a year. There's Yisru Chag, Kinosteira, Simchas Teira, Pesach, and Shavuos. Hamol Rabbi Mentli took care of it, Haim Yibadl Chaim Tevim, Rav Zalman Lapkovsky takes care of it, and he invites different guests or from Anas to speak a Inyan in Nigla. And the Rebbe would speak a sicha as ishtatfus, and Rabbi El Khan would give over. This would be the beginning of the kinesteda, would be Rabbi El giving over the sicha. There was also a time that the Rebbe wanted Rav Zalman Yaffe should speak at the kinesteda. And he spoke also about the kinesteda, what he wrote in his diary. He would write a diary every year. And as the Rebbe once told him, b'negiah to his diary, I am hesitant to tell you how upsetting it is how many times my name is mentioned in the diary. You know, as a word, as a Maimer HaMuzgen once, the P.S. in the early years. But he wrote a diary and he would publish it, and there's many in Yanim that he saw from his lenses, observations by the Rebbe. Little things, big things, yeah. Akoponim, the Kinesteda, the Rebbe would send out wine and challah. From the Shavuos one, from the Pesach one would be wine and matzah, Al derech zeh Simchas Teira would be wine and challah, and they would distribute it at the end of the Kinos Teira. Another minig which was in Lubav by the Rebbe, wasn't by the Rebbe himself, but it was a minig that a chosid would bring to the Rebbe, would be Bikurim. The second day by Shavuos Fabrengen, they would bring Rabbi Kavalsky, who was the Rebbe's landlord in the past, in 346 New York Avenue, he would bring boxes of fruit. Oranges, apples, mitmaises, tzachiton, right after his man, line up on the Rebbe's table. The Rebbe would take one of each, and I don't even know if it was all of all, and just put it down, and then... So this is basically connected, what it says in Gemara, Hamevi Deiran le'talmud chachem ki lihikriv bikurim. That he brings a deiran, a gift to talmud chachem, is considered like he brought bikurim. So this would go on for years. Another inyan, a minig that took place in Lubavitch, and the Rebbe speaks about it, although we don't see it today, that after the Aseres HaDibros, they would announce Mazel Tov. As even the Seder in Lubavitch. The Rebbe explains that it was right after Aseres HaDibros is the Chuppah, the Kiddushin, Chasan of Yidden and the Eibishter, renewed, so therefore they announced Mazel Tov. The Rebbe explains that Al-Pechsides, Abel-Peel, we don't see that meaning today. I don't know when it stopped, if it stopped by the Friedrich Rebbe or even earlier yet. Abel Becholei, from one of the Inyanim that the Rebbe spoke about, the Inyan of Shavuos, very strongly was the Inyan of Kviyas Yitim Leteira, setting up designated times for learning. And the Rebbe then spoke a few times, Benegia, the Kviyas, that it falls out Shabbos, like this year. Falls out Shabbos, the second day. So the Rebbe says, L'kuli alma b'Shabbos nitna teira. The teira was given on Shabbos. So the Rebbe says, what does this mean? That when a person learns teira, and the phone rings, he tells him, si Shabbos yetz, tichal, ich bin yetz namatzah from Shabbos, I can't answer the phone. And the Rebbe continues, and even if he calls him about a business, si Shabbos yetz, I'm in a matzah of Shabbos, I can't answer the phone. The Rebbe even added more yet, Barak Oponim, again, nochin yonim. B'chol Eifim, the Rebbe wanted very much the Kviyas Yitim L'Teira. There was once the Rebbe told the Shliach on Shlichas and Yechidas that it's a bizoyen that a Shliach doesn't have a Kviyas Yitim L'Teira. There's a mevaze, the whole Inyan. I think the Rebbe even implied that it's a mevaze him and the whole Inyan of Shlichas, that a Shliach doesn't find time for Kviyas Yitim L'Teira. And as the Rebbe explained many times, the word of the Alter Rebbe, the Kviyas Yitim L'Teira means not only Kviyas Yitim, he sets up time, but it's time that is part, that is a systemized time, which is Kviyas Benefesh, which means automatically. He knows this time and the day, the evening, he has to go out now, he has a shir, or he has a shir in the morning, whenever he has a shir, it's now, this is a time which is, everything has to stop. And by the Rebbe, this was a very special chshivos, chavivos. We see that there were Kviyas Shiurim in 770, Rav Zalman Shimon used to give. Used to also tell stories, and then there was Shiurim and Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, which could be Rav Zalman Shimon also gave it. And these were Poshet Shiurim that went on for years. They would write to the Rebbe the progress. The Rebbe would send out a letter. If they finished, they're making a siyum on something. It was very chavid by the Rebbe, the Inyan of Kviyas Yitim, which is what comes from Shavuos, which L'kul Alma, Shavuos was given, Matan Teira was given on Shabbos. So this is basically what goes on to Yud Beis Sivan, which is basically the conclusion of the Yemei Tashlumin, and that's all one Hemshach. And as the Rebbe speaks, when he gets to the Inyan of Matan Teira, as we mentioned earlier, that it should be Kabbalah Sateira, Besimcha, Ubipnimius.